Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 15. Read it out loud. What does know you not mean? Don't you know? Now, if the Lord said, don't you know, what could you figure? A lot of people don't know. If the Lord says, don't you know, why would he say it? Don't you know? Your bodies, which body? This body right now, the one you could commit fornication with. This body is what? Member of Christ. This body is a member of Christ. Now see, there are all kind of groups that try to tell you, oh no. Now your spirit is a part of Christ. But this old sinful flesh, you know, it's decaying, and one of these days it's going to be gone. And really, it's not all that important, this flesh. And there's not too long of a stretch from there to saying, well, if you do some stuff with your body, it's just the old body. It's not really that big of a deal because it's your spirit. No, those are lies. I said those are lies. Your body goes on to say in this very passage, has been bought and paid for. Not just your spirit, your body. This body. Say it out loud, this body. This body. Is a member of Christ. It is a permanent part of Christ. Now people say, oh no, I don't like this body. I'm getting rid of this one and I'm getting a new one. I'm going to have a new body. Well, that's true and not true, depending on what you mean by that new body you're talking is going to be this one, glorified. This one. Now some people think, well, I don't like that because I really don't like myself. I don't like my body. I assure you, once the glory flows over it, you're going to be fine with it. You don't be concerned. Once the power of God flows over it, it's going to be changed on the atomic level. Amen. The cellular level. Yes. Hmm? Yes. Scripture says so. And it will never again be subject to aging or weakness. Or does it? This body. Yes. This body. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to be able to do some stuff. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in his flesh and bone body. Yes, sir. Isn't that right?
That's right?
Remember, after he was raised from the dead, he told the disciples, touch me, handle me. A spirit does not have flesh and bone like you see me. And they touched him and they put their hands on him, just like you could put your hand on your own hand and touched his body. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of majesty in that body. And the Bible says that he is going to change your body and my body like unto his glorious body. The same change that happened on his body is about to happen on ours, not too many days from now. Now if that don't stir you up, you just are not listening or something. I mean, this is big stuff. Now, you know, there are people that think, oh, y'all are just getting worked up and y'all's got all these imaginations. No, it's either true or it's a lie. Amen. There's no in between on it. I am fully convinced. It is the gospel truth. It is reality. Hey. A man who was Brother Oral Roberts, one of his head guys in his crusade team, had a heart attack and died suddenly. And he died, you know, clinically dead. Well, his wife got to him as quick as she could, and she began to yell, "Come back. Jesus' name." She called him back. "No, you don't. No, you don't leave me now. Come back." And she's calling him. And he was gone. I don't know how long they said he was dead clinically. No heartbeat, no nothing, you know. And they finally got him back. And when they got him back, he came to us. So the first thing he said when he looked at her is, "Why'd you do that?" Why did she say, "What do you mean?" I said, "What'd you do?" He said, He said, "If it ever happens again, leave me alone. Don't do it." Amen. He said, "Let me tell you what I was doing." He was an athlete in his younger years, but he had gotten older and hadn't been so in such good shape for a long time. He said, "I don't know where I was at." He said, "But I was on this road by this beautiful fence, and there was this landscape, I can't describe it, which is glorious and beautiful. And I was walking and I decided to run." And he said, "And I started running." And he said, I began to run like I used to when I was young. And he said, "Then I began to run like I ain't never run in my life." And he said, "I'm running." He said, "I don't know how fast I was going." He said, "I was moving." He said, "And I was just going, glory to God. And I don't know how fast I'm going." And then he said, "I woke up and it was hurting." He said, "I started hurting and I woke up and I'm in this body." Jesus in his body appeared to the disciples, didn't he? He ate fish and bread, didn't he? He ate. Now that's a good word for a lot of folks, isn't it? I'm going to be able to eat later. Yeah. Jesus did. And he could move quickly from one place to the other. He came there. They were shut up in there and locked doors, and he came through the wall some way or another. And yet this body, you can feel it just like you can this one. It's going to be different though. It's going to be changed. Did you see this verse right here? Your body is a member of Christ. How did you become a member of Christ? You believed on Jesus and you were born again. The Bible said the Spirit of God has baptized you, which means placed into or immersed into not water, the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians, what is it? 12 or so. You've been placed into the body of Christ. That's what water baptism is a type of. Just like your body was put into the element and the world of water, you have been put into Christ when you believed on Him. Not just your spirit. Jesus didn't just go to the cross in spirit. His body was there. He offered His spirit for your spirit. He offered His soul for your soul. Amen. He offered His body for your body. Yes. He bought you and me spirit and soul and body. We are redeemed. Yes. Spirit and soul and body. Somebody said, "My body's redeemed." My body's redeemed. My body's part of Christ. Now he goes on to say here, he's telling him, because they had huge problems with fornication and adultery in this church at Corinth. They were used to part of their worship being orgies. And now they've heard the gospel and they got saved, but that stuff is still going on around in their communities and different ones of them sliding back into it. And some people come along and say, "Well, it's just the body." And he's telling him, the Holy Ghost through Paul is going, "Hey, what? What? Don't you know? Your body is a part of Christ. Are you going to take part of Christ and join it with harlots and idolatry?" Isn't that what he went on to say in this passage? Your body, somebody say, "This body is a part of Christ." He winds up by saying in verse 19, "Don't you know what?" Somebody say, "What? What? Don't you know? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You have of God. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. What do you mean you? So he specifies, he qualifies it. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. He didn't have to say both, but he did. Why? Because this body is important to him. The one you got right now. This one. This body is important to him. He cares about it. And redemption has been made for this body. Now go with me to, actually go to 1 Corinthians 15. You're there nearby, and we'll see about Ephesians 1 later, but, 1 Corinthians 15. I want to read a few verses. Have you got time? 1 Corinthians 15 and 1. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. You're saved by hearing and receiving and believing this and standing in this gospel. If you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at one time, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. That is, some have physically died. Now these people saw Jesus when? When's he talking about they saw him? Peter saw him. The rest of the 12 saw him. And 500 people at one time saw him. After what? After he was crucified and died and was buried. And everybody knew he was dead. That's one reason, of course, it fulfilled scripture. But I imagine in that soldier's mind, that's one reason he took that spear and jammed it up in his side to go through his ribs and try to get to his heart and his organs to make sure he was dead. Make sure. And everybody knew he was dead. But according to the scriptures, he kept saying, according to the scriptures, I preached to this, you know, he died according to the scriptures. He was buried according to the scriptures. And according to the scriptures, he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. Now people say, you really believe that? With every fiber of my being. It is the culmination of the gospel.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits of the Resurrection, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002I. That's R2002I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.